From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Hunters and trappers can apply for the 2014 wolf season beginning Friday, August 1st. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources announced a total of 3,800 hunting and trapping licenses will be available, 500 more licenses than last year's seasons. Statewide target harvest of wolves is 250, 30 more than last year. The early season begins Saturday, November 8th. The latest population survey results estimate that 470 wolf packs and 2,423 wolves lived in Minnesota's wolf range this past winter. That's 212 more wolves than estimated on the survey conducted in winter of 2013. Estimates show a stable population with no significant change from the 2013 estimate of 2,211 wolves, said Dan Stark, DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say, "We will continue to evaluate the wolf population annually to ensure the wolf population remains well established across northern and central Minnesota." A deer hunters group says an emergency deer feeding project this year cost about $200,000 to buy and distribute more than 500 tons of deer food. A Mesabi Daily News report says officials expected to spend about $170,000. The program was funded by a program that imposes a 50-cent surcharge per deer hunting license. The Minnesota Deer Hunters Association says there was extra urgency this year because of last year's harsh conditions. The group says the winter was so severe that it threatened the survival of many deer in northeastern Minnesota. The association lobbied for intervention, and the State Department of Natural Resources approved the expenditure. Fewer Minnesota deer hunters will get the chance to shoot antlerless deer this fall under conservative deer hunting regulations announced this week by the Department of Natural Resources. The Duluth News Tribune reports that faced with fewer deer in many areas of the state following two severe winters and high hunter harvest rates for the past decade, the DNR has dramatically scaled back antlerless permits. After years of allowing many hunters to shoot more than one deer, in some cases several deer per year, the DNR will allow hunters to harvest only one deer across 95% of the state in 2014. Northeastern Minnesota hunters will see the most dramatic changes, with much of the area in so-called bucks-only zones, where no antlerless permits will be available. That rule will apply to youth and disabled hunters as well. It's the first widespread bucks-only regulation since 1997, and it's hoped to leave more does in the woods to reproduce. A proposed new U.S. Highway 53 bridge over the Rosholo mine pit lake would be 2,800 feet long and 325 feet tall from the mine floor to the top of the arch. One plan calls for a structure higher than the Blatnik Bridge in Duluth is above St. Louis Bay. The mine pit walls are up to 325 feet high in places. The pit lake that's formed with groundwater seepage and rainfall is 300 feet deep in some spots. The Duluth News Tribune reports it would be the highest bridge in Minnesota, but it's what's down below that's giving state highway engineers big problems and why the state is spending more than $4 million this summer alone just to see if a bridge even can be built here. Crews have two drill rigs on floating barges anchored in the Rosholo pit right now, drilling down through the water and into the mine bottom. But the mine, which has produced ore from the 1920s to the 1970s, isn't flat, and it's not hard on the bottom. Instead, mining crews dumped thousands of truckloads of unwanted rock into the pit, leaving rubble that varies from 40 to nearly 140 feet thick. Below the rubble is a very hard iron ore formation at the bottom of the mine. Bridge supports would have to be drilled through the rubble and then 40 to 50 feet into the solid iron core to make the bridge stable. Highway 53 must be rerouted because of a codicil in the 1960 deal between owners of the mineral rights under the highway and the state. The deal allowed the state to build the highway, but also gave the owners the right to kick the highway off with 7 years advance notice. They did just that in 2010. Cliffs Natural says it needs access to the ore that now lies beneath Highway 53 by the 1st of May, 2017. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.